Well, the Warriors are hoping to have a good 2020. It's been a little while since they've tasted full success over there across the ditch, but rugby league is bigger and better than ever. And we've decided to get the CEO of the Warriors on, Cameron George, on the phone. Good morning, Cameron. Can you hear me, mate?
I can. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us, mate, over here on Sydney Radio. First off, the Warriors, mate. Obviously, it's a tough job you've jumped into. It hasn't been the best couple of years for the franchise, the club. Do you think 2020 will be a bit different for your fans?
Yeah, look, we believe from an internal aspect that we're heading in the right direction. You're right, the challenges presented to us over the last few years, you know, started at the top with four different owners in that period. We've had a number of chairmen as well, and, you know, it all starts at the top, but there's stability now with our new owner, and he's investing a lot of his time and energy into the club, and it's really brought about a real positive culture and feel, and that's translated to a very good off-season. And we have a really good, hard-working group of guys that want to achieve the best they can for their fans. So we are expecting a much improved season.
Yeah, Cam, the Warriors have only made the finals once in the last 5 years, and you know, everyone over here in Australia, they talk about the Warriors. Why haven't they been successful? They've got all this great young talent to choose from. Why hasn't that transferred over into performances, the talent that you have got on your books, and you just haven't been able to be consistent with your performance? Like, when you reviewed last year, what was the things that come out of it, and what areas can the Warriors improve on?
Laurie, to be honest with you, over the last 5 or 6 years, you know, I think we all agree that stability brings about some really good planning and execution. This club's been up and down a lot, and I just touched on the ownership stuff. And to me, that's had a really big impact on the way the club's been running and chopping and changing coaches and staff right through the organisation has enabled the club to have a plan in place to firstly identify young kids, put them into a proper structure that gives them a pathway to be developed into proper NRL players. And we do now have that in place. That's been running for the last 12, 18 months. We've got some very good coaching staff, and we've invested very heavily in the quality of those people at the lower levels to bring those kids through. And we've got a number of great coaches coming through the system from, you know, the Canterbury Cup level up to the NRL. And then naturally we've got people like Nathan Brown coming to offer their experience and advice to the club as well. So we've really restructured the whole organisation that should tick the box that you're referring to. Prior to that, there really wasn't any structure there. We had part-time coaches right through the junior levels that, it wasn't their fault, but the club just didn't see it as a priority. So we've really reset that and now look forward to the future.
Cam, I love people that are very passionate about rugby league and very passionate about the club. And I saw a video and a clip of yourself talking to the playing group about people's perception of the Warriors and aiming to prove people wrong. I thought it was great that you see a CEO there addressing the playing group. Was that something that sort of just come out of the blue, or did you sort of know that that's what you wanted to say when you first met this playing group to go forward at the start of this season? Because I hadn't really seen that before from a CEO, and I've been involved in footy for a long time, but I thought it was great to see that passion coming out in you.
Yeah, look, well, yeah, it's my responsibility as well as anyone else's in the place to get the job done for our fans. And I'm extremely passionate about trying to achieve success. And it wasn't, you know, set in stone that was the outcome of my speech. But the messaging I wanted to give the organisation, and the whole staff was there, and I meet the staff and players as a group every 3 months here, and we have a good chat about where the club's at. And at the end of last year and heading into the Christmas break, I wanted to explain and message to our group that, you know, our backs are to the wall. You know, everyone, you don't have to pick up too many papers to see that most people are having a crack at us. And I wanted to explain to the players and the staff that only us could get us out of this hole. And I wanted us to go into the break, freshen up, come back and be up for the challenge. And, you know, in reality, then the passion just took over and, from what I've read and heard of different people coming to me, I probably overplayed my hand with a bit of the language and so forth. But
No, you didn't. I thought it was sensational. I really did. I thought that's what you need from a leader, your CEO, to show that he's passionate about the group. You're with them in the trenches. And that was the other thing. You didn't, for me, as a player, an ex-player, you're sitting there going, well, he's one of us. He's with us. Mm. He's in this boat with me. He's not, you know, he's not jumping out halfway through. He wants to be here and stick it out, which I thought galvanises the group.
Yeah, it does. And look, I wanted the guys to know, and you're right, Laurie, that, you know, when the bullets were coming through the front gate, I'm happy to stand there and take them, providing we're all putting in the effort.
Yep. Yeah.
And that was the messaging. You put in the effort, we'll deal with the rest. And we're all, the other key message is, we can only do this together. You know, we're a bloody good football team when we do it together. And if we can be that good football team, hopefully good luck takes us a bit further.
What about, you know, I read an article that last year you had an option for fans. If they bought a season pass, they could get a refund if they are unhappy with the product that you put out. Are you going to do a similar thing this year?
We've really looked after our membership. You know, we halved the price. We've offered some options where if they weren't happy after three games, they could leave. And, you know, to the credit of our members, they stuck solid. I think we might have had one or two walk away. We've got a few initiatives up our sleeve. We're doing a double header with the Auckland Blues in yes. March.
How did that come about, by the way, Cam?
Oh, mate, it's been about 2 years of thinking and talking with the NRL. I was over a beer one day, actually, Laurie, just with the guys. And it's just something that, you know, we're in a unique environment over here. We're out on our own, and the rugby's quite a big you know, big sport here. So I feel it's a great event, you know, for the people of New Zealand to attend. And by reports, you know, there's a lot of interest out there. So it should be exciting. It's a world first, so very happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get over for that one. We're trying to get the BSB
over there. No. Freebies.
Well, mate, I'm a Raiders man, so I want to go over and watch the Raiders and, of course, the Brumbies. But I also like what the Warriors are doing, Cam, here in Australia in particular. New South Wales have been affected by the fires and drought, but the Warriors are helping out a town here in New South Wales that's been affected by the drought. Can you tell us a little bit about why you're doing it and where that particular place is?
Yeah, well, I'm from Casino originally up in northern New South Wales. So Tenterfield's, you know, not far from Casino. And I've got a very good insight into the challenges that are happening up there through friends and family. And, you know, we're in a part of an Australian competition. However, you know, the natural disasters that, you know, you guys are experiencing over there are just devastating. And the shoe's on the other foot. I know the Australians will be helping out the Kiwis. We wanted to make a difference in a small country town that invested heavily in sport and community, and Tenterfield ticked those boxes. So we've been working closely with Tenterfield Shire Council, and last week we told the Tenterfield Tigers who couldn't water their ground because they didn't have any pumping facilities to get water from the bore, or they couldn't even contain the water in a tank because they couldn't afford a tank. So we've just bought them a 150,000-litre tank and all the pumping facilities, which will enable them now to play their home games at their ground this year because they can water the oval. In the absence of that, they're going to have to travel 2 hours away to play every weekend at other people's grounds. So we're going to help out throughout the year. We're going to have a sportsman's night. We're going to hopefully do something with the local rugby league and other sports in town. And we're just about to announce an ambassadors program where five or so people from Tenterfield can come over and spend a week at the club in various roles from various businesses in Tenterfield.
All right, mate. Well, I encourage other NRL clubs to do the same, mate. That's an outstanding initiative. Just quickly before we let you go, what's the pass mark this season? You've given them a rev up. You've got the full support of the fans and the playing group. Is finals football the absolute minimum in your mind for the Warriors?
Yeah, we need to be up there. But to do that, we need to be good and consistent first. And that starts with effort. So every time we pull on that jumper for our fans, I just want to see good effort. And then on the back of that, as you guys will know, you know, if we can get some good luck and avoid some injuries, we'll be up there.
All right, mate.
Everyone's saying we haven't got the right team. I think we've got a good team.
Champion. Mate, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Boys.
And we'll talk through the year.
Thanks, Cameron.
See you, Laurie. Bye.